This is the National Public Broadcast of the WBMI, Muslim Leader.
Space is very important. You know, we've been talking about life and how it starts. A little small germ that we can't see with our physical eyes become a full human person in the environment we call the body of mama. Huh? Yes. And then it's delivered out into our world, this world. And somebody gave us a lot of help, but it seems that we can't get the benefit from the help anymore. When you come out here, what they call this space? Mother Earth. Another mother. But you were living on the body of mama, getting all your needs from her body. Now you're out here with the family, and you're living on Mother Earth. And she's supporting your life just as your mother's body supported your life when you were confined in her. Now something should come to your mind if you make these connections. Here I am in my mama, existing as nothing. Nobody could see it with their physical eye. But they formed a complete human being in that confinement, in that dark place. And then I'm delivered out into the world and they tell me I'm living now on Mother Earth. And I need her too for all my life needs. Food, clothing, shelter, transportation, whatever. And it seems I got light out here, the sun is shining. I got light. But for most of us, you're in a dark place. Just as you were when you were in your mother. You're in another dark place. The light is on, but you can't see. You can't see how to erect yourself. But if you would just rest, like that baby did in his mother, just rest and accept help from all the directions that is coming. You would do something with your life out here in what you call daylight, sunlight. Yes, your life would be helped. Because the good people, they will give you what you need. Huh? Yes, the good teachers, they will love your peace. Not your peace that shoots and kills. Your P-E-A-C-E. Yes, sir. Your quiet. Yes. Your peace of mind. Yes, your faith in the new environment. That it can support me like the one supported me when I was a germ and couldn't make myself. Huh? Yes. Mother Earth. Now, when you go back and look at your beginning in your mother and you come under her supervision and she turns you over to the world, to the public and to the world. Well, there was one darkness, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Then you come into the world, another darkness. Yeah, right. And then you go to school. Mm-hmm. You go to college. Mm-hmm. You get degrees. And you think, you see, another darkness.
There it is. That's right.
Another darkness. So we're told by divine guidance, revelation from the inspired to the communities of the heavenly religions of Abraham, Father Abraham. We are told that we go through stages, one dark environment, to a second one, then from that second one to a third one, and then deliverance. Then deliverance. Three stages of darkness, or life perception breaking through three veils of darkness, home, public, education, to find what? How to live in community. Life needs to know how to live in community. And you can go to college and get all your degrees and come out and you still don't know how to live in community. You don't got many of us with those degrees can't even make a decent home life for ourselves. Can't be faithful to one wife. Can't keep important matters in order according to their priorities. So we fail at home, fail on the job, PhD get fired.
Right.
And we find him drunk. He can't stand up to it. He can't understand it. He got a lot of questions that he doesn't have answers for. He wants somebody to explain things to him, but he got a PhD. So he goes sees a psych, and sometimes the psych is psyched out before he gets there. Three veils of darkness that we think of as light. But if you don't have your heart right, if you don't have your mind right, if you don't have your spirit right, if you are not dispositioned to respect things that's due respect,
right,
it's all darkness.
Yes, sir.
You can't see. We got to change that. Yes, we have to change it. Space. We need space. When God tells us of man being put in the garden, and that garden was a safe and pleasant place for him, God is not telling us, I repeat, of what happened in our past. God is giving us a projection. God is telling us of where he wants us to take our life. Take your life to a place of safety, to a place of cleanliness, to a place of love, to a place of concern for one another. And don't let the deceiver convert you to rationalizing on your own and making independent decisions for your life and where you're going to take it without respecting priorities. And God says this world is bigger than you. And if you don't have his guidance, you can't manage it.
Right.
It's going to eventually drive you crazy or bring you down to destruction.
Yes.
Now, let's come to time. We live in space, but we also live in time.
Yeah.
Yes, we live in time.
Yeah.
That germ needs 9 months. Sometimes it can make it earlier with health from outside, and it will turn out to be a nice, healthy child. I know because I got at least one or two children who came early. And you wouldn't know it to look at them. Don't look like they missed a thing. Just the plump and rosy cheeks they can be. Life needs time. We needed a period of time to form as we would like to see life formed. Yes, we needed a period of time. We couldn't rush it. We needed a period of time. So life needs patience, huh?
Yeah.
Life needs patience. Because time is not always at our command. We can't command it. We have to wait on time.
Right.
Now we see the big world of all these happenings science, industry, technology, modern transportation, enough to blow any caveman's mind.
That's right.
If he could come right out from the cave, from his planet of the year,
yes,
right into ours,
yes,
oh, he wouldn't do nothing but babble. He couldn't be giving them a babble.
That's right.
Every sound he made would be the same old sound again. He wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
He wouldn't know what to, how to start his life. He wouldn't know how to even ask you for help. Mm. It would just be too much for his mind.
That's right.
Time. Life needs time. Just like we have to manage space, we have to manage time.
Yes.
Things you're neglecting, if they are important for you to have a good life,
mm-hmm,
if they're important for the future that you want to get to, that you want to achieve in your personal life, then you need to write those things down.
Yes, right.
You need to make a list of things that you need to take care of daily.
Yes.
And make that list in order of their importance.
Right.
For you having a good life and achieving what you want to achieve for yourself or, and your family too, if you have family.
Right.
Make a list.
Right.
We're not like the bird.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord that made the bird made the bird to do nothing but sleep through life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Though it's walking and singing and everything and working, it's sleeping through life.
Right.
When we think of what a human being expects from life,
yeah,
the bird is sleeping through life.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. While I'm asleep, there's still intelligence in my body.
Yes, sir.
And that intelligence is working to protect my interests.
Yeah.
I don't want to fall off the bed.
Yeah.
And I don't fall off the bed. I don't want to drop this thing that I was holding when I dozed off.
Yeah.
And I don't drop that thing.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Some people sleepwalk.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Get up, sleep, and walk to the toilet and use it and go back and get into bed.
That's right.
And some people are living and they think they are awake and they're doing nothing but sleepwalking.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're doing no more than what God made animals to do,
mm-hmm,
manage to have sex, to have sleep, to get up and go find something to eat, do those things, sing and play, and go to sleep and repeat that over and over again, day after day. If that's your life, you don't have human life yet. You only have animal life. And you're sleepwalking.
Right.
Life needs time.
We will return to today's program after this important announcement. WDM Ministry sponsored annual Muslim Convention 2006 pre-registration campaign. Pre-registration receptions will be going on across the country in support of this year's annual convention, commemorating Imam Muhammad's 30 years of leadership. Your numbers show support. Please join the group of supporters with your registration online at www.muslimconvention2006.com or by calling 708-798-4668. Now accepting Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover Card. Check the Muslim Journal for the city near you. And now, back to today's program.
Life needs time.
Yes, sir.
Now, some people, they think they manage time for the world.
Mm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
They think they manage time for the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we gave the world time. We gave them 24-hour timepiece. We gave them so many hours to work. We gave them 5 days for work and a weekend. Every year we adjust the time for them. Springtime, we push the time up an hour. Fall time, we push it back. We regulate their moral life for them. We give them seasons of righteousness and seasons of indecency. And we bring the whole public to conform to our wishes. They die when we say die, the moral death. And they live when we say live, the moral life. And with all their powers in their hands and all their intelligence and all their religious books, they can't change what we decide for them. All right? So what do we say to that? You are fascinated by your own accomplishments. Mm-hmm. So fascinated that you can't see that an uneducated man rose up and changed his life and his people's life. Yes, sir. From living by your time. Yes, sir. And he started time again.
Yes.
A man like Jesus Christ,
yes, sir.
Peace be on Jesus Christ, Muhammad,
yes,
a man like Jesus Christ,
yes.
He stood up with no formal education,
mm-hmm.
No rabbi, no priest, nobody to teach him, and he strained to know the truth because he wanted to help the social condition of his own people.
That's right.
On a peninsula called Arabia.
That's right.
And help came to him
right.
From a place beyond the reach of man.
Right.
And he began questioning the existence that was there. And he began to questioning the authorities of his time.
Right.
He began questioning the logic of his time. The reasoning of his time,
right.
The thinking of his time.
Right.
He began questioning all these things. And he began speaking. And he spoke a new language.
Right.
And he broke with the old order of the world.
Right.
And he formed a new order. Formed a new history. Yes? History was formed. And those who follow him, they calculate time back to a period, a time period called Hijra.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And Hijra means migration.
Right.
So he was much like Moses too. He went out. He went out from the people, from his hometown, from his home city.
Right.
Went out from their life. And went to another city and established a new life. And gave it a new starting point in time. It started from the migration. Him and his followers going out. They called that Hijra. Year one Hijra. And now for that calendar, we have 1420 something Hijra. Yes, 26 I think. Hijra. New time. And how did he come to all of this? God directed him to think and be a free thinker. A free thinker.
Right.
When God says of him in Scripture, in the Holy Scripture called Quran, when God says of him, tell them, say to them, I'm a free man in this town.
Right.
Declare your right to be free.
Right.
Time. Manage time. And a new time is given. How did he get, I repeat, how did he get all that useful knowledge that changed life and brought in a new life and a new history and a new calendar? How did he do all that? When God spoke to him, God didn't say, you know, Moses didn't know who was talking to him either.
That's right.
Peace be upon God's servant. He had been talking and had been listening to God. And when God finished, he said, well, you're telling me to go to talk to that bad man Pharaoh, but I don't even know who to tell him I'm talking to.
That's right.
So tell me who's sending me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Did God tell him? No. I guess God said, if you can't recognize now that you're just supposed to do what I say, and not ask me any question.
Yes, sir. Come on.
You can forget it.
Right.
So God didn't ask him clearly. God said, tell him, I am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Say, tell the Pharaoh, I am that I am sent you.
That's right.
So Muhammad the prophet, when God spoke to Muhammad the prophet, he didn't say, Muhammad, you speak Arabic. In English, they say God, but you speak Arabic. My name is Allah. Muhammad, my name is Allah. This is Allah talking to you. Allah has a mission for you. No, God didn't give him the name Allah. And God didn't give him the name God. Because God in English means something you worship. That's all.
That's right.
A deity.
Right.
Something you worship. Well, God didn't give him that. God said, Muhammad, read in the name of your Lord who created. So he told Muhammad who he was. He didn't tell Muhammad what he exists for. He exists for man. And man should worship him. But Muhammad didn't need that. He could go to any church or rabbi, synagogue or something and get that. Muhammad needed understanding. So God said, read in the name of your Lord who created. Created man when he was nothing but a little drop. A liquid drop. Read in your Lord is most generous. Hey, he's talking to Muhammad.
That's right.
Muhammad needs some help.
That's it.
And God is saying that I got plenty of help. Mm-hmm. And I'm generous, not stingy.
Yeah.
I'm generous. I give a lot. So the one who taught man how to use the writing pen. God is telling Muhammad, I'm the one who educated mankind.
Right.
All people.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
So I taught him what he did not know before.
Yeah.
Meeting with me.
Right.
Huh? So here is a man that had no formal education and no help from the people that were managing the world for everybody.
Right.
He came into a knowledge that interrupted man's history.
Yeah.
And brought in a new history.
Right.
And a new light.
Right.
a new understanding, a new and superior education.
Yes.
And history bears witness today that the educated, the scholars and the educated from all the known world at that time came to Muhammad's teachings. For guidance. And as a result, there was a reawakening for the intellectuals, a reawakening for academic interests. And that initiative has been responsible for the progress of mankind ever since, ever since. Even what progress we have now in education, it's because of that great enlightening period. Now you might say, oh, he's trying to convert us to Islam. No, I'm not. You might say, well, he's trying to get us to see Muhammad, that we should follow Muhammad. No, I'm not. I'm trying to get you to see that when the world make their timepiece, make a clock for everybody else, set seasons for everybody else, even set a time for you to live and die morally.
Right,
when the world does all of that, and the architects of that world are fascinated by their own creation, and they think that they have life and death in their own hands, the son of Elijah, Muhammad, rises up with no knowledge from their institutions and break the spell and start a new life. Yes, Jesus and Christ Jesus and Muhammad, they are not signs for you to look at them and say, oh, son of God, oh, great prophet. No, they are signs for you to look at yourself and say, the same possibility is in me. To break the spell of this world, to get out of this cultural maze, and find the true light. Yes. So what is the new timepiece? The new timepiece is the time of Mother Nature. And no matter how much advancement this world have in science, industry, technology, whatever, it cannot change Mother Nature's time. No, it may think it's doing it, but it cannot change Mother Nature's time. Mother Nature is God's timepiece. And his timepiece is bigger than yours. And your seasons are going to be wiped out by his seasons. Huh? Yes. He's going to bring summer into your winter. And you're going to wonder what the hell is happening. Thank you very much. And we hope that God will give you a good day today. And we hope to see you again soon. So we greet everybody in our radio listening audience with peace and a good Memorial Day. Assalamu alaikum.
From the Ministry of Imam W.B. Muhammad. All right. Ministry of W.B. Muhammad, 178-798-6750. All right. Ministry of Imam W.B. Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 6049. Or Muslim Journal through local distributors. And thanks for listening.